AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian troops in Bakhmut greeting the commander of ground forces with the cheer, "Glory to Heroes." But the owner of Russia's Wagner Group military contractor is claiming his troops have extended gains in the Ukrainian stronghold. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited Kyiv.
The sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity of Ukraine must be upheld within its internationally recognized borders.
Unrest in the nation of Georgia. Police in the capital, Tbilisi, firing tear gas. Demonstrators are protesting a draft law requiring media outlets and non-governmental organizations that receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as agents of foreign influence. A House panel heard testimony on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Active service members and veterans described a desperate attempt to rescue American citizens and Afghan allies, with little U.S. planning and inadequate support. They appealed for help for allies left behind. U.S. military officials say a suspected al-Qaeda operative long held at the Guantanamo Bay military prison has been transferred to his home country, Saudi Arabia. 31 prisoners remain at Guantanamo. In economic news, layoffs rose in January, but employers posted 10.8 million job openings. And Tesla is coming under more scrutiny. Lisa Dwyer explains.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration posted documents revealing an investigation of steering wheels that can detach from the steering column on as many as 120,000 Model Y SUVs. While a special crash investigation team will probe what happened in a February crash involving a 2014 Tesla Model S and a fire department ladder truck, they are looking at how the autopilot system detects and responds to emergency vehicles parked on highways. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Slap fighting, the next big thing, or unsporting stupidity? Ed Donahue has a look.
Fighters take turns hitting each other in the face with an open hand. UFC's Dana White is selling slap fighting as the next big thing in combat sports.
The numbers don't lie. We have over a billion views on social media. A billion.
The Nevada Athletic Commission has sanctioned the Power Slap League for competitions in Las Vegas. But there are safety concerns and the risk of brain injuries. Chris Nowinski, co-founder and CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation, doesn't think there's anything fun or interesting about slap fighting. He says they're trying to dress up a really stupid activity to try to make money. Dana White says slap fighting is safer than boxing or mixed martial arts. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Jim Boeheim's 47-year run as Syracuse basketball coach has come to an end, the university announcing Adrian Autry will take over. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.